Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Pepper, Mitch catches it on the goal line. We'll pump the way at the three-yard line. David Austin calling for a fair catch. Buffs
the
ball.
Oh, we got it.
It's free on the field, and the 49ers.
That's 49ers ball, baby.
Waiting for the officials to clear it. Looks like the 49ers recovered the muff, and they have. 49ers ball, Tavon Austin.
Tim is joining us on this Tuesday. It is not Friday. Some of you might be confused because we normally have this conversation Fridays at 5:30. Tim is joining us on the UMA guest line. Tim, as always, we appreciate the time. And I love when the former football player comes out in you on the broadcast. Like we heard that highlight. Because it was like, oh, get it. That was like, get on the ball. That's what I heard from Tim Ryan there.
Well, I react to what I see, man. And sometimes
we got it.
It's not always great, but that's what happens when you're emotionally invested.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Damn it, I am, and it's fun. And when you're winning, man, there's nothing like it.
Oh, man, no doubt.
In an NFL stadium to walk out with a W. And pretty amazing when you win the turnover battle, what happens.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. First off, don't apologize for being passionate. Don't ever do that. But I'm glad you mentioned that, the turnover battle.
Oh, I didn't apologize. Okay. I just didn't say it wasn't.
You know what? Duly noted. because I don't think there's anything, you know, malicious about this, for lack of a better way of putting it. But I think what's getting lost in these last couple of Niners wins, because they have been so brutally efficient in running the ball, is that they're able to do that because they are winning the turnover battle, because they're not committing penalties offensively and getting themselves off schedule. They're playing winning football, which allows them to play their type of football.
Right. Well, yeah, playing 49er football. And when you run it 41 times a game or whatever it is over the last couple of games, you reduce, obviously, the number of times you got to drop back and throw it. And you reduce the number of times those guys that typically the pass rushers that are responsible for, you know, being part of those splash plays and getting the party started with takeaways, you just don't have to put yourself at risk as much. And then defensively, you know, and I've talked about it a lot, defense is about anticipation and being in the right spot at the right time. And you hear them all say about playing fast. And it's so important, because when you play like that, when the ball pops out, guess what? You're right there to pick it up, whether you're on defense or even Juwan Jennings on offense. So appreciated Josh Norman doing his thing again. Mm-hmm. And Fred being there, you know, unlike I think it was the Arizona game, for a variety of reasons, couldn't quite cradle it and corral it, but not late to the party, nobody and in position to get those takeaways. So I think at the beginning of last week, going into the week, it doesn't matter if you win the turnover battle. You get four, you know, takeaways if your offense has three, anywhere 1-0. However you got to win it, you got an 84% chance of winning games in pro football.
Yeah, I mean, I love the way Juwan Jennings got on that fumble last week. I mean, he was on the turf for like a nanosecond, and he was all over it. You know, it's funny. I was just mentioning that, look at the teams around the sport right now that are rolling, the Colts and the Patriots and the Niners and everybody who's rolling for the most part, is they're running the ball and they're playing D. And we're in this sub-package world where guys are in the nickel and the dime a ton, and there's so much talent coming on flying off the edge that if you can just run it and commit to the run, man, you can neutralize a lot of that. You can play Tom Compton, a guard at right tackle, and not get burned by it.
Yeah, you manage risk and you steal the heart of the opponent. I mean, hard when you know, you look at the Rams, you look at Jacksonville, but certainly not to the extent of the Rams in terms of even close to the firepower on offense. But when they're sitting over on their hands for 20 minutes out of a 60-minute game, that's hard. And then offensively, you know, the thing that kills people when you're running the ball, and it's not like, I mean, they're getting nice runs, don't get me wrong. And Debo, you know, a couple of explosive runs, but you know, 3-4 yards of crack, just getting the dirty yards and then being able to convert on third down, because you can do a variety of things. You don't have to hold the ball long. When you can run it like that, and I talked with this a little bit on Monday with the guys. And as a defense, you know it's coming. Here it comes. You see they're heavy on their hands. You know the run formation. The down and distance tells you they're going to run it, and you'll try everything. I mean, they're going to try slanting the front, getting the backers over the top, try to play it straight up, try to overload it one way, try to change your alignments in terms of your techniques, and you still can't stop it. It's demoralizing. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think when you look around the league and, you know, there's good runs, there's usually one or two key blocks right at the point of attack, and it was maybe a great play by the back and vision and made the right cut. But when you watch the 49ers, when they're running it the way that they've been running it the last couple of games, there's four or five guys getting dismantled on every play. And when that collectively happens to a defense, they get back to the huddle and they got no answers. They can't. I mean, that is what really, from an emotional standpoint, gets demoralizing. And then you start to wear down and then you're not as interested. I mean, you go back and look at the end of that Ram game in the third quarter. I promise you, they didn't want to play anymore. They were tired of chewing on.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Run.
And so to fast forward, we're talking to Tim Ryan here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. To fast forward it to the game against the Vikings. The Vikings are not a very good team against the run. So it's never easy in the NFL, but it can't be as easy as, okay, the Niners are really on it running the ball over these last couple of weeks. The Vikings are not good at stopping the run. It's not as easy as keep doing what you've been doing these last couple of weeks.
Well, I think it's all complementary. It all complements each other. I mean, it's hard to come out and really commit to running it time after time after time if your defense can't go out there and get a stop. Okay. If, you know, they get up 10-0, 14-0 to start a game. I think that's what's been, to me, just awesome and a big shot in the arm for the entire football team is the last two games, really for the first time all year, complemented each other with a hot start on both sides of the ball. And long drives on offense, getting quick takeaways on defense, and then before you know it, now the opponent's one-dimensional. And then you can really feel great about staying committed to selling out to the run game because your defense is complimenting you on the other side and they're getting you the football back. So it all runs hand in hand. And then again, I think third down conversions over the last couple of weeks, so much better. And some by penalty, obviously, committed by defenses. But again, when you're in the third manageables, you've got a whole, you know, you can really order anything on the menu and have a chance to get it. And then you throw in the personnel variety out of the same formations, running the same plays. Again, a challenge for a defense. I think they had five guys, Larry, line up at fullback the other day, the 49ers against Jacksonville. And then what they do is they show you the same formation, and now it's like, okay, they motion to this. Now Juwan Jennings is at fullback,
right. Or
Jeff Wilson's at fullback, or Juice is out wide, and then he comes in and plays fullback. Maybe Kittle jumps in and plays fullback, and Trey Sermon played fullback the other day. And then what they do is they get up, and the defense like, oh, wait a minute, hold you. And then a quick snap, and here it comes. And then maybe there's a false step or a late step by, you know, one guy at the point of attack on defense. And then Deebo Samuel, I mean, the way that guy can run the ball, and it's not just, you know, so many people, and you know, Larry, talk about, you know, running back, one of the easier positions to translate into pro football. And that's why a lot of them don't get drafted real high. Just so much of it's instinct. Go run the ball. But in this offense, there's and you know, all the zone schemes, there's a lot more to it. You know, you got to read the defensive line, read his hat, know where to cut, one cut, get downhill, see it fast. But now with all the power and all the counter and all the other things that have been incorporated, you got to set guys up with those blocks.
Yep.
And hold a safety in the hole before you're going to bounce it to the outside, or hold the linebacker to the outside before you're going to cut it back up inside. And the way Deebo does that is, for a guy that's, you know, looked at as a wide receiver, I think he's very as much running back as he is wide receiver. I was talking to him on the plane. He was talking about his high school career and senior year, like a thousand, that type of guy. You can tell that's in his background because of his vision his burst through the hole, and then the way he uses that off arm.
Yep.
Not always straight arm guys, but, you know, shield guys off and knock them away and buy himself a little distance and then let those fleet feet go to work is really impressive. And clearly that's given some defenses some challenges over the last couple of weeks.
He's such, Deebo Samuel, a wildly just unique player because, as you mentioned, he's got those running back traits where, you know, he knows how to set up blocks. He knows how to be patient, but also he's big enough and has the mentality to where he can take running back like contact, and that doesn't
right.
slow him down or knock him off his axis. And then once he gets past the line of scrimmage or once he gets to the hole that he's ready to exploit, he then has
right.
the speed and the wide receiver type skills to exploit it at that point. I don't,
right.
you know, you think of Kamara, you think of Cordell Patterson, and I think that might be it in terms of guys who can rock like that.
Yeah, well, Kamara's different because he's such a lethal route runner in terms of, you know, he runs routes like you know, the upper echelon wide receivers run routes with the in and out of the breaks and the change in the timing on his release and his stem and creating space. And Deebo can do all that, but he uses that big old body to shield guys off and go sit down or run into the open spots on the zone with the chemistry that he has with Jimmy, and instantly he becomes a running back when he gets the ball in his hands out there as a receiver, and that's why he's so effective and he's fearless, man.
Yeah.
And running backs most of the time are fearless because you got 11 guys trying to rip your ear hole out every play. So he has no problem going over the middle of the field and going and stretching out for some of those big balls.
You know, it's interesting. Devin Funchess, the Niners just signed Devin Funchess as we're talking here to the practice squad, who was a second round pick out of Michigan not that long
right.
ago. He was in camp this summer, I think, with Green Bay, and they cut him. And he had, I think, a hamstring injury designation when he was released. So obviously that hammy must be better, and now the Niners have him on the practice squad. That's an interesting name. I always liked Funchess. I mean, he's a big-bodied guy who's got good ball skills, and I don't know if he is going to bulk up and be a tight end or if he's going to be a kind of a possession wide receiver because he's a huge body, not the fastest guy. But that's an interesting name. What do you think? I mean, is there an injury in the wide receiver core that we're not aware of?
No, not that I know of. As I think about it, there's not. In terms of the guys that are, you know, fourth and fifth right now, I don't know. You know, Travis Benjamin hasn't been getting really utilized in a big way, obviously, over the last few. And, you know, I remember Funchess in Carolina and certainly a talented guy with that big body. So when you think about the 49ers with the short to intermediate passing game and then everything that they rely on in terms of those guys blocking
right.
out on the edge
right.
and going and digging out those safeties and having that mentality and, you know, that work ethic to go do it and the desire level to go do it. I know Funchess has got all that. So there's no doubt that makes sense. That's another thing that's really gotten, I don't think lost, you guys see it, but nobody nationally sees really what, you know, Ayuk's emergence as a receiver, but Ayuk's emergence as a blocker mm-hmm. has been really fatal for defenses in terms of some of those runs that are able to pop off the edge. And he's been doing it. You know, really, certainly most of the year, but over the last three or four games, he's been doing it at a big-time high level. He pinned a 300-pound defensive end the other day, I think, on Debo's first run over to their sideline, that 10-plus, whatever it was, 12- or 15-yard run. Jihad Ward's over there. That guy's a 300-pound edge player, and Ayuk pinned him to the inside, stayed with him, and gave that edge for that nice run for Deebo.
Yeah, it's crazy what the Niners have been able to do with their blocking absolutely across
the
board.
You know what it reminds me a little bit, Rod?
What's
back
that?
to the 19 season when, of course, they had the great run and got to the Super Bowl. I know there was a point in that season. I think it may have started in the Cleveland game. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there was a point in that season where there was four consecutive games with 40-plus runs. And when this team starts to find their identity and can play good defense like they've been playing and not letting people get into the end zone, and the 49ers can commit to that physical smash-mouth, ice-bag mentality, you know, that's going to keep them in every game. And if you remember the 19 season, I think it was it may have been the Packer game the first time around, in the regular season where the Niners got on them pretty good. The playoff mentality started then. And you could go back and look at every game from that Packer game till the big play, Dre Greenlaw play at the end of the season in Seattle on Hollister. And I will bet you, if not everyone, almost every one of those games came down to the final possession and the final play. And I think, you know, I think it's going to be that kind of season again in terms of the race to get into the postseason from here till the second week in January.
So we've been talking about the complementary football the Niners have been playing. The offense is able to play the way they want because the defense is hauling their end of the bargain and getting the job done. Different set of customers dealing with the Vikings week compared to Jacksonville last week. You got a quarterback that's feeling good. He's not throwing interceptions in Kirk Cousins. Dalvin Cook is a hell of a running back and two of the best receivers in football in Thielen and Jefferson. But the Niners got a defensive line. They got Nick Bosa, and they've got safeties who are back there playing their tails off, and there are linebackers and Al-Shaair and Warner are getting the job done. This is where I leave it up to you of whether it's a good matchup or not, but in terms of playing well right now, this Niners defense is in that mix.
Yeah, well, he had a huge wake-up call against Arizona in that debacle. And sometimes when that happens, you know, obviously only place to go is up after that. But it brings guys together. It narrows the focus. It gets guys like, all right, what are the priorities of this defense? Where can we get hurt? What do we need to do to play complementary football? And you've seen it over the last couple of weeks. I think D'Amico's been outstanding in how he's been calling games. And it is a different set of customers in terms of the wideouts. Jefferson is ridiculous with his body control, and covered or not, Kirk's going to throw it to him, let him go up and try to get it. Thielen is elite in terms of his route running, chemistry, savviness. You know, he's got unbelievably sticky hands. And then you mentioned Dalvin Cook and all the, you know, the one cut, you know, stretch plays and zone plays and all the bootlegs with Cousins that come off of it. You know, it'll all start with defending that run, and in particular Dalvin Cook on the cutback, which he's very good at and will absolutely burst through the hole before you know what happened. He's got that skill set. But I think, again, good offensive line. That's why I like this 49er team, even and McGlinchey is missed. But I just look at the offensive lines around pro football, and, you know, very few teams have five guys across the front that you feel real comfortable with. And I know right now the 49ers are dealing with it and trying to figure out Compton and Jalen Moore after the McGlinchey loss. But, you know, when you can look around and you start looking at opponents and start watching them on tape and go, oh, wow, man, the three interior guys struggle, or both tackles struggle, or there seems to be a target on every one of these offensive lines around the NFL in terms of an opportunity where you can attack them. And I think Minnesota is no different than most teams, and you can attack them in the middle.
Okay.
And you can attack those guards. You can attack the center. And if you get Kirk Cousins off his spot,
yep,
and you get him moving, or he's got to try to read it out, and he's got to hitch, and he's got to move, that's where he'll struggle and he'll make mistakes a lot, you know, like a lot of quarterbacks. So I think one great thing that's not gone unnoticed by me, and I know you guys either, but I think the 49ers have found a key to kind of unlock their defense a little bit, and that's Arden Key in the middle, and Russ in the edge. And, man, he is an old-school dude. Larry, that guy walking around, he could have been on the 75 Raiders. I'm not kidding. Just the way that he looks. And,
yeah.
And just how he carries himself. And that look on his face, I'm like, man, this dude is literally old-school. And Kasarik has been great for him. I think that defensive line room has been great for him. And his confidence is starting to soar. And he's very physical and long. And I think, you know, and I love DJ in there, and they're all going to have to rush. But yep, I think when you eventually start talking about the best four out there, when you got to get out there on a 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, and you got a play on the line where you need to stop, I can almost promise you he'll be part of that front four group right there in the middle next to Eric Armstead.
Man, I could talk D-line with you all day, man. I'd love to talk about Arden Key, but we'll save that for the pregame. I'd love to talk more about the big dime with the three safeties. We'll save that for pregame.
Hop and pop and blow your quarterback down.
I got to get your thoughts, though, on Thanksgiving. One, have you ever played on Thanksgiving? And what are you doing? Niners are in town Sunday against the Vikings, so that means you're in town. How will you be celebrating the Turkey Day? What's your favorite part of Turkey Day?
Family is my favorite part for sure. So I'm actually going to go out of town and go up and see the kids. They're up in Idaho, and I got a lot of family up there. So my wife and I are going to go up there and hang out. My wife cooks the whole spread, which is great, and does everything. Like, she's tremendous in the kitchen on Thanksgiving for holidays. And really, I mean, I'll we'll go buy it. I'll help her do whatever. But she's pretty obsessive in putting it all together. It makes, and I'll get you guys one. I'll bring one Sunday. I'll bring a couple of pecan pies. Nobody.
Oh, my goodness. We're holding you to that. But what
I guess I'm going to the game on Sunday.
You like the white meat, the dark meat? You go gravy? You go stuffing? What's the whole thing?
If you give me stuffing, I got to put some gravy on it, bro. It's like I think in my past life I was born in the Depression or something. I want like gravy on everything. So you got to throw gravy on that. You got to throw gravy on the mashed potatoes for sure. She makes some yams that I only eat on Thanksgiving, but I mean, I eat a lot of sweet potato fries and stuff in the, you know, all year round, but she makes these yams with, you know, all the brown sugar and the marshmallows.
Sounds good.
I definitely, if you made me pick a piece, it would be dark meat, but I definitely will hit some light meat too to get the biceps flared up. and then the pecan pie. So do everything, man. Watch football. I played twice on Thanksgiving, both times at Detroit. Won both of those games from what I remember. And then I think the second game we played, the whole D-line got the turkey leg from John Madden.
Very cool.
That was fun. Man, it's just good to be with the family. That's really what it's all about. How about you? What are you guys doing?
Well, I just told Rod, we're going up to my brother's house, the judge up in Sac, and we'll have a little, his family, my family, and some extended family, and it should be good. Lots of eating. Lots and lots of eating.
We all need it, bro. We've all been, I think, at least speaking for myself, cooped up so long, alone so long, working so long without immediate family. If you can get out and get to some of your extended family, I think, deep down inside, we all need it.
Yes, sir. No question.
We're always thankful for your input and your participation on this show, my man. Thank you for it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Rod, Larry, happy Thanksgiving to both of you guys and all your families. Enjoy football, and let's get 3 in a row on Sunday, man.
This is a big like a play.
Safe travels, brother. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you, man.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.